AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama's decision to allow millions of immigrants in this country illegally to work here legally is going to the Supreme Court. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander is live with this breaking story.
Rita, Texas is leading a group of 26 states that are challenging the legality of the plan that would allow about 5 million people who were in the U.S. illegally to come out of the shadows and apply for work permits. Lower courts have repeatedly sided with the states and blocked the plan, which the president announced a little more than a year ago. Now, we expect arguments probably in April. That would mean the court might rule by June. And that's just a month before the presidential nominating conventions, making sure this issue is front and center right up to the national election. Rita?
All right, Jerry Bodlander, live there in Washington. Springtime may be over for many across the nation who've been enjoying unusually mild weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
Well, the cold temperatures are going to remain for the rest of the week across the central and northeastern United States. And the big news story coming up as we go towards the middle and latter part of the week is a developing storm system across parts of the central to southern plains, which is going to be pushing eastward into the Ohio Valley.
Some parts of the mid-Atlantic and the northeast may see some serious snowfall later this week. Some Twitter users found they couldn't log on to their accounts this morning. Twitter tweeted early in the morning that it was aware of the problem and trying to fix it. The International Monetary Fund says the world economy will grow this year, but not as much as it first thought. It's looking at some weakness in the developing nations, it says. However, overall, the IMF says 3.4% growth rate in 2016. International stock markets were buoyed today after China reported its economy grew 6.9% last year. The Dow's up 118. This is AP Radio News. Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee says former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati, who was just freed from Iran in that prisoner swap negotiated with Tehran, is in good shape and good spirits and looking forward to getting home soon. Hekmati is being treated at the U.S. military hospital in Germany, as are two other freed prisoners. This is Congressman Kildee.
4.5 years in one of the world's worst prisons, much of it spent in solitary confinement, experiencing both physical and psychological, emotional torture.
The congressman says he spent several hours with Amir Hekmati yesterday in Germany, having a steak dinner with him and his family. That big crash you hear is the pink waterfront mansion in Miami Beach coming down. Once owned by Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar, the mansion's being torn down this hour. The current owner wants to build a more modern home on the site, but he had experts check it over before they're tearing it down. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.